The 17th annual Kateri Peace Conference will take place this coming Friday and Saturday, August 14th and 15th, at the Kateri Shrine in Fonda, New York. The theme of this year's conference is Truth Tellers, Radical Honesty in the Age of Deception. One of this year's speakers is Robert Shetterly. For the past 13 years, Robert has been painting the series of portraits, numbering now over 200, called Americans Who Tell the Truth. The show has been traveling around the country for 11 years and is scheduled for the next two. Robert Shetterly joins us via telephone now, along with Maureen Aumond, a retired public school educator and member of Women Against War. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Robert and Maureen to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe, very much for having us.
Robert,
yes, thank
you.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Maureen, let us begin with you. Certainly, you are well known in this community of doing great work in the peace movement and as a member of Women Against War. How did this conference come about?
Well, this conference is actually, as you indicated, a 17-year-old conference and really was begun by activist veteran for peace John Amadon 17 years ago as a peace walk, dealing and hoping to raise awareness for issues around indigenous people. And so it ended up at the Kateri Shrine in Fonda, a kind of logical place when you're dealing with those issues. But it's evolved over the last few years, especially in the light of 9/11, as a peace conference, an attempt to look at the issues that confront us as a nation in a serious way, a deep, reflective way. And basically, it's a labor of love, a truly grassroots effort to bring people together, concerned citizens, people who tell the truth, who act for the truth, who explore issues similar to the exploration that your guest a little while ago previously was looking at the issue of technology in deep, reflective ways, with a hope towards raising people's sense of empowerment in terms of confronting issues as citizens. So that essentially has been the case. And it's a beautiful setting because it's a kind of indoor-outdoor event. And it allows people to come together in a sense of community that I think leads itself to a reflection that so goes beyond the kind of partisan, fragmented, soundbite conversations we tend to be barraged with.
Do we have a good working definition in this case of what we mean by peace?
I think, again, in my mind, it has to do with sustainability of the human spirit, of human life at the deepest levels, sustainability of our capacity to live in community, in coherent political life, in conjunction with nature in a way that does not put us at risk ultimately of self-destruction. So I think peace, in a sense, when we talk about it, is connected to all of those things. And I think your last guest was talking about the fact that the bottom line is the human being, and right, we lose that. And I think that peace is connected to all of those things. It's much more than simply I feel good in myself.
Right. So let me reintroduce Robert Shetterly, who, as we mentioned, has been painting the series of portraits called Americans Who Tell the Truth. And this is a show that has been traveling around the country for 11 years and is scheduled for the next 2 years. Robert, give us a sense of how ultimately you came to this project and how, by portraying these Americans Who Tell the Truth, you are looking at this issue of peace.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Great question. The simple answer to how I came to the project is reluctantly. I was a very different kind of artist with a different kind of thinking about what my obligation in society as an artist was. I was, if you were to describe my work, it perhaps might fall under the rubric of being surrealist. But in the wake of 9/11. What got me desperately looking for some other way to be an artist in our society now was not 9/11 itself, but what followed immediately was the the drumbeat for war against Iraq, and all the, I mean, in terms of this conference and an age of mass deception, I mean, that perhaps was the greatest example of mass deception in the last few years, of how this country was propagandized and treated with fear into going into that war. And I mean, just look what everything has followed from that. But I was just in a state of incredible anger, and I knew that I needed to find some way to use my anger in a positive way rather than in a self-destructive way. And it took me a number of months to figure out how to do that, but finally I realized that the best answer for me was, instead of obsessing about what the Bush administration was doing and the lies they were telling, the best thing for me would be to surround myself with people that I admired from the country, who I thought had done the most to hold us to our own initial values. And I painted, my first portrait was Walt Whitman, and then I painted Frederick Douglass and Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, I mean, a lot of New York people, and Mother Jones and Jane Addams and all these 19th century figures. And my goal was to paint 50 portraits. I'd never painted a portrait up to this point, but after a little over 2 years, I reached 50, and I realized I was just beginning to scratch the surface of individuals who had courageously and persistently fought the good fight in this country and could be used as role models for all of us today when we face such enormous problems.
And starting with Walt Whitman, and then, of course, you're also painting very contemporary figures of Eve Ensler and Paul Farmer and others, so it becomes more contemporary as well.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm, you know, what people either don't know or forget is that anybody who stands up against systematic injustice is very quickly branded as unstable. Attempts are made to humiliate them and ostracize them, discount their message. And all the people of the past that we look at as icons of now, I mean, someone like Frederick Douglass or even Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks were treated the same way. They were vilified. And many of the people who are doing this work today, what I want to do with my paintings is attempt to show that they are in that same continuum, that they should not be, we should not allow our culture to ostracize and marginalize their voices, because they are so incredibly important to help guide us where we're going now.
Are you ever running out of people to portrait? In other words, oh God, I wish there was somebody who was telling the truth now that I could paint.
No, unfortunately, it's just the opposite. I'm most fearful of running out of energy before I can paint, 100 more.
Well, that's not unfortunate. That's good that those people are out there that to keep you busy.
Well, the first question I get almost all the time when I say to people, oh, I've painted this portrait or a series of portraits called Americans Who Tell the Truth, they give me this blank, sardonic look that says, there are any? And the point is, our media, except for wonderful stations like yours, doesn't give these people a voice. And we desperately need to be hearing their voices.
How do you define it? How do you define somebody who tells the truth? You alluded to it a moment ago, but I'm curious as to, is there a definite set of rules that you apply and say, okay, this is somebody that I believe is worthy of this?
Not exactly. That's interesting. It's kind of all over the place. And well, first of all, let me just say, I don't paint saints. I paint, flawed people like everyone, and that's the good news. That in the sense that these aren't people that should be put up on pedestals and we would worship as being extraordinary individuals because they do something that the rest of us can't do, and thank God we don't have to do it because they will. It's just the opposite. They are flawed people, often with many contradictions in their lives, and they have chosen to sometimes a particular moment, sometimes for years and years and years, acted with courage to change some injustice in the society, to, you know, witness through their actions for peace, for you know, for fairness, basically, for economic and environmental sanity. You know, it's not like there is a litmus test for each person that they have to pass. I mean, and it's all over the place. I mean, I'm having one of the most contradictory people, for instance, I painted in the series along this line, who has a lot to do with this conference in a way, is Dwight Eisenhower, who, you know, said some extraordinary things about, you know, in his Cross of Iron speech about the cost of war, and then again in the military-industrial complex speech. But when you look at his presidency, it was full of violence and covert actions and secrecy and lying and deception. A very contradictory picture, which is, at one moment I thought, oh, maybe I should take his portrait out of this series. But instead, I decided to keep it because it allows us to focus on all these other things that were going on and how systemic those problems are, that even a person who acknowledges the cost of violence and the preparation for war is trapped in that system too, and that perpetuates the violence. So, I mean, many of the people I paint are much clearer cases than that. They're not as compromised as someone like Eisenhower. But on the other hand, I find truth-telling to be, you know, this thing that's sometimes of the moment, sometimes of a life, and it covers... Well, with this whole series, I've tried to cover just the magnitude of issues. It's not just about peace. It's not just about the environment. It's about racism. It's about gender issues. Mm-hmm. It's about fairness to workers and, you know, workplace safety. It's you name the issue, and where at one point or another, courage has been required to tell the truth about what's wrong and to confront the forces that are causing the problem and then attempting to fix it. I want to paint somebody around that issue.
Robert Shatterly will be one of the speakers of this year's conference, Truth Tellers, Radical Honesty in an Age of Deception, the 17th annual Kateri Peace Conference that will be taking place this Friday and Saturday, the 14th and 15th at the Kateri Shrine in Fonda. So, Maureen, how does this Robert's remarks and speech fit into the overall weekend at large?
Well, it's just a real joy listening to him talk about his work, because we also have the same problem. There is such a richness of people who are courageously trying to address the complexity, as Robert says, of these issues that are systemic and interconnected. And so I just wanted to mention that, along with Robert, who in his work is courageously asking us and inviting us into engaged citizenship, the other speakers at the Kateri Conference, Matthew Ho, Nick Motrin, Sister Megan Rice, Michael Wally, and Medea Benjamin of Code Pink fame, all fit the bill. And some of them, in fact, are already in Robert's portrait gallery. They all will be coming and bringing their own individual human take on how we can become more engaged citizens. And I do, Joe, want to point out that if people go to KateriPeaceConference.org, they'll see wonderful biographical information on all of these speakers. That's very, very inspiring in itself just to read.
Yes.
They'll get the details on how to register, the schedule for the conference, which begins with a retreat on Friday that allows us to ground this conversation in a similar way to your last guest, with deep reflection, and then with the opening formally Friday evening, where we're going to be looking at the truth of the place we meet at and remembering that the first peoples who lived there were actually at the site of a home had to confront issues of geopolitical moment that impacted on their daily lives. And so we're going to try to ground the conference in that. And then that event Friday evening, followed by the full day conference, all of the details on how to register, how it's going to be structured, how these, you know, this kind of reflection will be engendered in conversation and community that we always hope to engage will happen. And I do want to point out that the registration information indicates that people can register ahead, but if people want to show up Friday evening, Friday during the day, for the conference on Saturday, all of that is open-ended and people can come and register on site. And also there's fees that are mentioned, but that's not an issue. People can come and hopefully we will, as we always hope, expand the conversation because this is about the conversation of engaged citizenship.
The 17th annual Kateri Peace Conference will take place this coming Friday and Saturday. It's the 14th and 15th at the Kateri Shrine in Fonda, New York. As Maureen mentioned, you can find out more information by going to kateripeaceconference.org. That's K-A-T-E-R-I, K-A-T-E-R-I, kateripeaceconference.org. Maureen Aumond and Robert Shetterly, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your wonderful work and for being a part of our conversation this morning.
Thank you so much, Joe, for giving us the opportunity.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Maureen. Great to talk with you.
Yes, look forward, Robert.
Again, the 17th annual Kateri Peace Conference is this Friday and Saturday, kateripeaceconference.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.